USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ukraine continues to ask world leaders for assistance in their plight from Russian invaders. President Zelensky via a translator.
The Ukrainian army has been resisting under unequal conditions. I have been repeating the same thing for a month now. To save people and our cities, Ukraine needs military assistance.
President Trump on Thursday sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The 108-page lawsuit filed in Florida claims the defendants maliciously conspired to publicize a false narrative that their Republican opponent was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. A fire broke out at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado, Thursday. It happened on the third level, and the city's fire department said in a tweet no injuries were reported. The fire department posted several photos showing large flames engulfing seats. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.